This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Hello there, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here for the second hour of USA Prepares, and we are live. We had reruns for the first hour. But we are live now on air. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 866-582-9933. And we have Marty Barrett on the line.
How are you doing?
How are you, Marty?
I'm glad to be with you again here. I bet you you're tired.
Hello, how are you?
I think your time is the middle of the night, right?
Yes, it's just after 1 a.m. here.
Well, good news for you and for me and for all the viewers. Vincent, I just talked to him a few minutes ago, and he'll be back on Monday.
Oh, beautiful.
So,
yep.
So you can sleep in.
I've got boys at school. I can't sleep in.
No, I'll sleep through the night at least. Sleeping in for
gosh,
you the
yep.
rest of a week would be just till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
But I'm sure Vincent really appreciates the job you've been doing, though, to cover for him. It's
well, thank
not an
you.
Easy job.
Thank you. I really, I'm glad to help. Yep.
You know, I was thinking some interesting things to talk about might be some things
yep.
like, I'd like to hear how some things compare with you in Australia to us here. So we kind of see what system works best and maybe take off on the parts of each.
Yep, that'd
be
great.
Might be like education. Tell me a little bit about lower-level education, like elementary school, and how it runs. Let's see how it is compared to here.
Okay.
Children
I've
in school,
had
right?
my children, for some of my children's education, I homeschooled them. That was, in a word, horrible, mostly because of the government bureaucracy. Okay. The bureaucrats here really do not want you to homeschool your own kids.
Huh.
And,
why is that?
They guess. Because they grow up to be independent thinkers.
That's right. We don't want them. We got soldiers
really
in line, right?
Want children. What was that, sorry?
I said we don't want independent thinkers. They just want people to just line up and do what they say, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but my children were homeschooled for long enough to now, when they're adolescents, they are questioning me constantly, and while that's rather tiring, it is actually a good thing.
Well, I can say, I just read a book on Einstein, and they talked about the fact that, you know, he had some natural abilities, but maybe the biggest thing that helped him to, you know, discover great things was the fact that he questioned things. He questioned things
yep.
that were known to everyone. You know, why is that so? And I'm sure he was annoying as a student in a classroom, but because he did that, we realized a lot of things that we thought were fact were not. And once
yep.
he got older and kind of lost his, you know, questioning his inquisitive personality, he didn't discover nearly as much. So maybe your children
yep.
are in for some good discovery.
Yep. That's right. Well, the thing is, you know, I realize that it is actually a good thing. It's because I'm a widowed mum, it's a challenge when your children more or less constantly say, but we think you're wrong, mum.
Well,
but I do realise that there's a good thing as well. What was that, sorry?
I think most children think their parents are wrong until they get to an adult age. My children, I have a son, 27, and twin girls that are 24, and now they think maybe I know something.
I've heard that, and but they're going through the stage of mum doesn't know anything at all.
Yes.
But that is a good thing. I realise that pretty soon, the older one is 16 and the younger one is 14, and within a year or two, they're going to spread their wings and fly away.
And I think that part of the reason God makes teenagers
so annoying. Probably on a Qantas jet to Asia.
Well, I think one of the reasons God made teenagers annoying is so that we'll let them fly free.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're adorable little children who's not getting around.
That's right. Yeah, and but anyway, like I say, they're going to spread their wings and fly away, probably on a Qantas jet to Asia, which is something that happens with Australian young people.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah. They, you know, there used to be this thing about 100 years ago of where, you know, young people, if they had any means whatsoever, they would go and they would travel Europe for a year, okay? And probably young American children probably still go, if they've got any means whatsoever, and they go either to South America or to Europe. And that's actually a really, really good thing. It opens their eyes and they realise really how fortunate that we are in the West. Because, you know, some places like Asia, Bali, Indonesia, Malaysia, you know, places like that, they can be marvellous. They really, really can. But if people have got any sense, they will begin to see the dark side. And they'll go, wow, gosh, this is a nice place to visit. But I'm not sure
I want to go home, right?
Yeah. It's not necessarily that they want to go home, but it's just sort of like that they realise, wow, aren't we lucky that we didn't grow up here? You know? Or they might go, wow, I wish I had grown up here, is the other thing, because the children that grow up in places like Bali, in places like Mexico, in places like Switzerland or somewhere, places that people go for the experience of having somewhere to go. The children that grow up in these places often do grow up a lot more freely, and they because they don't have a state education system, or because they have, in Switzerland's case, because they have a state education that actually encourages a great deal of freedom of thought and action. And the problem with the Australian education system, the state schools, I have no experience of the private school system, but the state, we have a system of what you would call charter schools here for our private education. But the state school system, the schools tend to be either absolutely brilliant or horrible. And there's very little in between. I'll give you, and my children have been into a great number, and stepchildren as well, because I became a stepmother at the age of 23 of five school-age children.
Wow.
And,
that's a job.
23, you know, or thereabouts, of five school-age children. And they're all adults now. They've got their own lives, spouses, children of their own, and so on. But, you know, for example, there was a school that my stepchildren were attending many years ago, and it was a state school, what we would call a primary school, what you would call an elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And at grade six level, there was around about 90% illiteracy.
Whoa.
9 out of 10 children at grade six at this school could not read.
Wow.
And I flipped, when I heard that, I flipped out. Not at my husband,
right.
But at the school. I said, what? That was
well,
more or less.
You're in the United States, they started a thing in the United States, no children left behind.
Oh, that would have been a bad thing.
Well, except for the fact that it has encouraged teachers in the elementary school to pass the kids along, regardless of ability. And so
yeah.
What happens is we've got some kids now that I teach at university level, one of the hard sciences, and these kids would have to go back to third grade just to get grammar and, really simple things. That they you don't, at this point, they're very difficult to save when they don't have any basic skills that they would pass along. And I guess parents didn't advocate for their children. You know, it's kind of a real big
yeah.
problem. And, you know, I'm not quite sure how to deal with it sometimes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, after I flipped out, I said to my husband, listen, we will have to get these children into another school. And he said, well, it's like this, that the house that we were living at the time was a horrible little slumlord terraced house.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to move along soon anyway. And the next school that they went to was better. They had a higher literacy level. But the whole school
yes.
happened to be dominated by one grade six teacher who thought that she was the reincarnation of Joseph Goebbels. or
wow.
somebody like that. You know, propaganda queen.
Oh, wow.
And if you disagreed with this woman, she would quite literally, there was somebody at that school that was actually informing on the parents to child protection as a mode of power and control. And that happens from time to time in Australian schools. And
oh.
that was hell on earth for us, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
And the whole school had an atmosphere of fear over it because of that. And half of the school thought that this lady was a goddess, and the other half of the school absolutely feared and hated her. And she thought that she was it and a bit, as we would say here.
Well, let's talk more about that after the break. I think I hear a break coming on.
Yeah, no, that'll be great. Love to.
I'd love to hear more about your education, and then we could go into healthcare. I'd like to hear about that in Australia also.
So that supply chain restrictions have a minute.
Now I heard the music. Now I don't hear the music because we're not going on a break.
When the power goes out.
I think we probably are. Hello? Are we on a break?
It's backed by the technical support.
Yes, now we are.
For the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello there, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking, and we have Marty Barrett on the line, and we're discussing schools for children in Australia and what they're like.
Back in your school, in the elementary years, and how fear was a part of it. Fear in my grammar school was every year we had this man come to the auditorium. He was just a sign painter, and he brought with him about a dozen snakes. Constrictors, poisonous rattlesnakes.
Oh, my God.
Everything. And here was this one guy. He'd be up on the stage. His snakes would be all over the place. He has one little, like, chain with a hook on it. And gets the snake just after they go in the, you know, just towards the audience where the little kids are. And the most scared person would be the one he would invite up there and make you hold the rattlesnake's head while he milked the venom out of it. And
oh,
I just wonder, were there no lawyers in those days? Because they thought we were expendable.
That's absolutely awful.
I know. And you come from an area with the most dangerous snakes in the world, right, in Australia?
We have them in the forest just outside the door. And, you know, they're not welcome here. The snakes and I have an agreement. They don't come anywhere near the house, and I let them go on their merry way in the forest as much as they want.
That's great.
They come in the house, and they might be in a bit of trouble.
Have you gotten them in the house before?
What was that, sorry?
Have you had any snakes in the house before?
We have.
What kind of snakes?
There's a kind of snake called a king brown, and we've had a few of them here. They grow to be about 6 feet long to 6, 7, 8 feet long, and they are very poisonous and can be very aggressive.
Wow.
So, yeah, they are terrifying. And they would make rattlesnakes kind of look passive.
Yeah, rattlesnakes are not among the meanest snakes. They're venomous.
Yeah.
They've already sized you up.
They mind their own business.
To eat. Yeah, you're too good to eat, so unless you step on them, you're probably not going to get bitten.
Yeah.
You get a lot of warning. But I guess
if you step on a guada, that's a brown snake, king brown, you better pray.
Yeah. Whoa. So how did they run out?
I'm not going to answer that question. One method that you can use is you can play really, really loud music in the house and find somewhere else to be for the afternoon. That works sometimes.
Wow.
They don't like loud music. You can, but they might just find a corner in your house and decide to curl up there and wait it out. I've had that happen as well. I've thought that it's been gone, and it hasn't been. Oh. And we're fortunate here. We live in a mud brick house. It doesn't have wall cavities.
Oh, good.
In Geraldton, we had a king brown in the house, and it was in the kitchen wall cavity.
Oh. Did you hear it feathering in the wall?
No, I saw it going in. There was a hole in the wall which the gas pipe for the stove came out of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't plastered around properly. And it was only, about a 3 foot long king brown. But the thing is that the little ones, they can bite from when they're about 12 or 18 inches long.
Oh. That's like
a deadly bite.
They give live birth.
So this one was about three feet long, and probably around about less than an inch round. But it was
big enough
to squeeze in this gap in the sheeting that had been made for the gas pipe, and it ended up inside the wall.
Where did you
That's
do that?
Not a good place.
No.
I can't remember what we did with that one.
Did you get an expert in there to take care of it?
I think we saw it as it was coming out, and then we dealt with it at that stage.
Wow.
And somehow got it out of the house.
That's amazing.
That's kind of scary. We're heading into another break, though.
Yes. After the break.
Yep. Okay, there we go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
I'm interested in something.
Well, you carry on.
I was just going to ask you, what type of other wildlife do you have on your property?
Okay.
Brown snake.
We have redback spiders, okay, which what you would call black widows.
Oh.
And they, there's a permanent indigenous population of redbacks here, and there's nothing that can be done about it because they're all through the Australian bush.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, they don't like to hang around people.
That's
true. They hang around in hollow logs, and they hang around in upturned plant pots. They're black widows. If you are going to be picking anything up that's likely to be hollow, then you have to really make sure that you know what's underneath it or inside it, because otherwise you might be asking for trouble.
Were they run away to see them, or would they come at you?
What was that, sorry?
Are they aggressive?
No.
Like if you were found?
No, but they are poisonous, and if you put your hand right on them, then you'll know about it.
Wow.
And there's occasional deaths from redback bites.
Wow.
Basically, they are what you would call a black widow spider. I don't think that there's any actual difference between them, you know. But like I say, there's a population of them there. It's something that you live with. There's occasionally a spider called a Sydney funnel web. Okay.
Oh, I've heard of them.
They are not aggressive, but they tend to build a funnel-shaped web in the corners of windows, window frames, door frames, etc. Oh. And I don't like them, and so generally they get fly sprayed.
Yeah.
They are venomous, very venomous.
Wow.
I have, as I mentioned earlier, I have a policy with venomous creatures in the house. I don't like them. I don't like them in the house, which is understandable when you've got kids. And there's, what else is there? There's a spider that we call a huntsman. It has a close relative called a wandering spider. Okay. They're also, do you have wandering spiders?
No, but I think I've seen them on TV. Are they really large?
They are.
Yeah.
The wanderers, I think, you know, apparently the huntsman spiders are not particularly venomous and not particularly aggressive, but the wandering spiders are more of both. And it's hard to tell the difference between them when you just sort of bump into them. What was that, sorry?
You wouldn't want to take the time to figure out if you should be scared or not.
No. They scare me anyway. I grew up in New Zealand, and there's none of that sort of thing around here. But, you know, people who have grown up in Australia, apparently they're not frightened of either of these spiders. And, you know, they just regard them as being par for the course.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if I can, I do try and actually relocate them and send them outside. It's a part of me getting over the fear of them, is to actually find a container, put the container over the top of them, and put a piece of paper underneath the container, and then you've got it, and then you can take it outside.
In my hometown, we had lots of rattlesnakes, and now they've decided that they're somewhat endangered. So the poor policeman told me that if they find a rattlesnake, they want him to put it in a bag and take it out to an unknown location where they're trying to repopulate them. But the policeman said, if they even look at me cross-eyed, I shoot them. Dangerous thing, getting them into the bag.
Yeah, that's right. It's that's probably why they're endangered.
Exactly.
If you ever have to relocate a snake, if you're in an area that has a snake issue, it's a really, really good idea to have on hand a, the garden fork, the garden rake, sorry, that has, you know, like nails along one edge, a flat back and nails along one edge. They often use them in stables for raking out
and
smoothing out the sawdust. they have a flat back, and if you can get one, put a handle on it of about 3 meters long, mm-hmm. and you can use that to pin the snake down if you're quick enough, mm-hmm. and then you can make your decision what to do with it, because you can safely grab it just behind the neck, okay? And uh-huh. then you've got it, and it cannot hurt you, and you can make your own decision at that time of what you're going to do with it.
Now, does the head go in the bag first or the tail?
probably the tail.
And then let go and squeeze the bag shut.
What was that?
I said, and then you then let you go the head and squeeze the bag.
Then you... You put the tail in the bag first, okay, mm-hmm. and you let go of the head last of all, and then you shut mm-hmm. the top of the bag real quick.
Yeah. Can they bite through the bag?
No. They'll settle in the bottom of the bag, and you can decide what you're going to do from the bag from there on in. But if you ever have to relocate a snake, that's how you do it. But like I say, if you live in an area where there is a large population of these creatures, you must pretty well have that the rake with a 3 meter handle. Oh. Okay. And people will go, what's that for? And, you know, the rest of the time you can use it in the garden or whatever. It's very handy actually for cleaning up horse manure.
Because you can go
in a 6 meter circle, just stand in the middle and just rake it into a pile. But after a while you don't think of it. And I think I mentioned on air the other day, I think it was with Rick Sheban, every area has its dangers, and you learn to live with the dangers of the area that you're in. The other thing about King Browns is I mentioned they hate loud noises. If you're walking through the forest, you walk through the forest on a hot summer's day and you make as much noise as you possibly can.
Oh.
And they will crawl away from you before you ever see them.
My nephew was in Alaska and with bears, and they told him to sing and clap his hands loudly as he walked through the woods. So the bears would stay away also.
Yeah. Yeah, they're generally frightened of us because here in this country, there's probably more snakes that are killed by humans than humans that are killed by snakes.
Yeah. Now, what mammals
that's
do you have?
Not supposed. That's not supposed to happen.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. But it does. You know, and... Really, my opinion is I don't blame people who do that.
Yeah.
Because, especially when you've got small children, the government has a rule where, you know, if you kill the snake, then apparently that's, unlawful killing of wildlife or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But when it comes down to it, okay, people who are in that situation, when you're living out in the countryside and, it's your kids running around and there's a snake that, is in the house or on the property, in the chicken house or whatever, if it's your children's safety at risk on properties like we live on, as an ordinary human being, you can understand why people take the action that they take against these creatures.
Yeah.
And the environmental regulations regarding native animals in this country are, in a word, stupid.
Mm.
You're basically not allowed to harm any wild native animal
in
this country. It's stupid. It really, really is. because there's a population of, tens of thousands of kangaroos out there in the state forest. Okay?
Well, are they on your property too?
They come all across our property. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we are, the government laws, I've had a good long think about this, and I think that it's to deliberately stop people from being able to look after themselves. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that they can't go out and shoot a kangaroo and have a feed.
Mm-hmm.
Or feed their dogs.
Have you ever eaten kangaroo before?
I have. When I was in Western Australia, I had a friend who had an Aboriginal reservation. She was an Aboriginal lady, and she was one of the elders of her clan. And she used to take me out. I used to drive her vehicle out to her Aboriginal reservation. And we used to spend time out there with our dogs. And, her dog taught my dog at that time how to hunt. And because she was an Aboriginal, she was allowed to hunt the kangaroos. And we would hunt kangaroos on her reservation at that time. It is sold in the supermarkets, but it's a monopoly-type situation.
All right,
you have
more
to have a so-called license. Okay. Beautiful.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at Fort Imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today I've got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. I'm on the line this morning with Marty Barrett, and we're discussing Australian wildlife. There's, yeah.
I can't get enough of hearing about this.
What was that, sorry?
I can't get enough of hearing you talk about the wildlife. What kind of mammals do you have besides an occasional kangaroo?
Okay, we've got two kinds of kangaroos. There's eastern grey kangaroos, and there's another type called a swamp wallaby. Okay? Swamp wallabies can be very, very domestic. They will come right up to you. They seem to have often no fear of humans or dogs until, you know, they experience otherwise, and then they become more shy. We also have echidnas, and as well as that, there's an animal. I haven't seen them directly, but I've seen their dried remains on the block, okay, and that's called a spotted quoll. Okay.
Wow, what is that?
It's otherwise known as a native cat or a marsupial cat.
Oh.
And that pretty well describes it. They have very much the same ecology as a domestic cat. But what they tend to do is that we have a bird that lives in the forest here. It is actually an endangered species, but there's thousands of them in the state forest. They're called mallee-fowl. And the mallee-fowl are the staple diet of the spotted quolls. And what they do is they hunt them and they drag their bodies up into the Y fork of a eucalyptus tree, and they leave them there And you know that if you've got the mummified bodies of mallee-fowl in the forks of trees, that you also have a spotted quoll population.
Wow.
And I've seen these mallee-fowl bodies up in trees on this block from time to time. But the quolls are extremely clever and extremely shy.
Oh.
And I've never seen one myself, but I've seen their fine, and I've seen their, I've seen a skeleton of one, which was not too old. It wouldn't have been older than a year or two old, just to the point where it had dried out, you know. But the fine was a lot fresher than that of the mummified, you know, mallee-fowl up in a tree. We also do have ferally foxes.
Oh.
And goats. And I don't know if there's pigs, but there could be pigs in the forest as well.
I saw an interesting program once on foxes. Silver foxes, and they said, we can domesticate silver foxes in 50 years. What they did is they kept mating them, and out of every mating, they would pick the nicest one and breed them. And within 50 years, they had a silver fox that would follow you around the house, sit in your lap while you're watching TV, you know, same as a cat or dog, just showing how easily we could domesticate some species anyway.
Yeah. We've got red foxes here, and they're not domesticable. My son seems to think otherwise, but I said, listen, I'll tell you how it goes with fox cubs. They hit puberty, and they become wild. They are a wild creature, and that's just how it is with red foxes. And they are a darn nuisance because they like chicken. And but we don't. I think that's actually the end of the broadcast.
Yeah, and I've so enjoyed talking to you. And as I said to the listeners, Vincent will be back on Monday. But he thanks you so much for helping him out all this time.
It's been great helping him, and I've enjoyed speaking with all of you.
Great.
And as Vincent says, honesty and integrity, and the rest is up to you.
Definitely.
Have a great weekend, won't you?
You
see you later.
Bye.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.